Then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe and his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hey there, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. I'm Melissa Redpill. I'm so glad to be with you. If you're not familiar, I'm Melissa Redpill. Just come and check out our website and join with us on all of our social media. I wanted to show you something real quick before we get started. Did you guys see this? They have a video, right? In this video that I show you all the time, they have a picture right here of the reflecting pool. And you can see it does not look very pretty at all. Not even close to what it's going to be once President Trump is finished with it. And you can't get the full impact unless you're actually right there and you're like, this is green and nasty. So it's just, everything is going to be so beautiful. If you're not familiar with that, this is actually biblical. It talks about there's being a fountain of cleansing in the golden age and the millennial kingdom of Christ, really. And it's going to be so wonderful. If you haven't seen my videos, definitely check into them. You'll really, really love it. So let's listen to what President Trump said about never giving up. I have some challenges in my world. I'm sure you do too. And so this is a great thing for all of us to listen to. Let's see what our wonderful president has to say.
Let me leave you with a few words of advice to maybe help you a little bit on your way. First, most important, never, ever give up. And whatever happens, no matter where you are in life or what situation you find yourself in, on the seas or anywhere else that you may be, keep pushing forward. No matter how terrible the storm, no matter how difficult the mission, never surrender. Keep going, keep fighting, and make the adversary quit first. Let them quit. They're
going to
quit if you keep going.
I love the way he thinks. Make the adversary quit first. Make them give up. Like, okay, I forget it. I can't get Melissa Redpill to give up, so I'll just give up. I love it. They'll go to somebody that's easier. I love that. And so I really appreciate you guys praying for me. I'm always praying for you. We all pray for each other. And the Lord has held us up all this whole time. And I'm just so thankful. That was one of the things when I went to the rededicate 250. And that was one of the things that people said. They were really so glad that we were always up and encouraged and walking in faith and knowing that the Lord is going to cause us to prevail. I'm going to show you a video where he says that here in just a little bit. So I'm going to talk today about Trump's winning strategy. What is going on right now so you can know that he has a winning strategy and things that you will not hear on the mainstream news. And that's why I'm so glad to be able to gather this good information and share it with you. So definitely, I think you'll really enjoy it. So number one, that he is defeating the cartels. I'm going to show you how he's doing that, these drug cartels, because that's their money machine. Clearly, they want the drugs to be proliferating because it harms humanity and it's a big money maker for them. And so he is shutting down the drug cartels as well as the Muslim Brotherhood. I'm going to show you about that, as well as sanctions on the UK. And you might think, well, what do you mean? How are sanctions on the UK? I'm going to show you. Number two, Mark Carney and Obama are buddies and they have had four failed missions. I'm going to show you that. So sad for them, blah, blah. But yeah, so we are winning on that. And you will never, never, never hear that on the mainstream media. And also how I'm going to show you why we know that Xi and is working with President Trump. So yeah, this is really great news. So definitely. And also today is the week 7, day 7 of the counting of the Omer. This is a mandate from the Lord. He wanted us to keep this festival of Omer perpetually, and that's what we're doing over on our channel. We may not always know why the Lord wants us to do it, but we're doing it anyway. And it's really been cool because we get to see certain things that we, and all, you know, the cabal knows this information. They know and they follow this biblical calendar because they can't make anything up. They just have to hijack God's own words and his own festivals. They make fake festivals, but the biblical festivals are the ones that they follow for their symbolism and how they use this. They always use God's things, the rainbow, etc., for their own evil purposes. They think that's funny. I don't know. It's demonic, whatever, but that's what they do. But here's how we have been gathering up the Omer for 7 weeks, and today is day 49, and we are at the precipice of Pentecost, which is the day when God poured out his spirit on the disciples long ago, 2,000 years ago, and I would love it to see the Lord pour out his spirit on all mankind for a mass start awakening. I'm just saying. I would love that. I would love to see that happening and for there to be some big thing happening on Pentecost. We'll watch and see. And either way, just like President Trump just said, we will never give up. We will keep fighting until we have the victory, no matter how long it takes. So definitely go ahead and hit the like button right now. Hit it now, and because I know you're going to like it. You know you will too. And make sure you subscribe and have your little bell rung. So in case I post a video when you're, because we normally do Tuesday at 6 p.m., on Saturday at 10:30 a.m., and Sunday at 11 a.m. And so you don't want to miss one. It's always really good news and encouraging. And also, please share it. I'd really appreciate that. So let's get started. Here's my website right here, melissaredpill.com. You can see all kinds of great information about health, about end times truth. It's totally different from what we were misled to believe, but I'm so thankful that the Lord helped me to do that because of all the years of teaching children. Who knew that that was going to help me to piece all this together? And of course, finding out about 17, because that was the missing little link that I needed. And also the I have audiobooks, so you can read, listen to me read books. I'll show you that in a little bit. This is the key verse for today. Ephesians 5, verse 11, it says, "And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them." This is what we do every day. We've been doing this for almost 10 years that we have been in this fight, exposing the works of darkness. We're having no fellowship with them. We're having no communion with them. We are trying to destroy them by exposing them and shining the light on them, right? That's what we do all the time. So that's what we're going to do, a big part of it today. So I want you to know what is, you know, how the President Trump is shining the light on them, the light of truth on them, and exposing them and rooting it out. And so I want you to see that today. "For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret." It's everything they do is shame. It's all shame because it's against the Lord himself and against his holy creation and especially against his children. And it's to harm humanity, and it's shameful what they have done. It's crimes against humanity. It's even bigger. Even though President Trump's talking a lot about treason, it's even bigger than treason because it's a crime against humanity and it's shameful. But all these things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. "For whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, awake you who sleep, arise from the dead, and God and Christ will give you light." I'm so thankful he has given us the light because we are able to piece this together. Whereas before we were groping around in the darkness, we didn't understand the very people we had trusted were our very enemies. We didn't know that, but now we do. And now that we have the light, now that we understand who our enemy is, we are fighting them and we're going to defeat them. As President Trump said, we will prevail. Now, I'm going to show you at the end about 11:11. If you're not familiar with that, the amazing verse in Revelation 11:11 says, "God breathed life into them and they stood up and great fear fell on all who were watching." We're going to talk about that in a little bit, about the light that has been shed in our hearts from the Holy Spirit so that we could wake up. As it says here, "Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light." It's not about physical death. It's that we were just like dead bodies, like Ezekiel's vision. We were dead bones. We couldn't even understand who was doing all this evil to us. But the Lord awakened us, and now we realize what's going on, and we're not going back to sleep. We are not going back to sleep. Okay, so let's talk about the first thing. The first thing I was saying we were going to talk about is what Bessent is doing, and so as well as Kash Patel, Kash Patel has made two major arrests and extraditions in 12 hours of foreign terrorists. He is bringing the hammer down. This is these drug cartels in South America. He's confirmed two major arrests, and they're extraditing them to America because they have been bringing all these drugs into America. So this is a huge piece of it, and that is not only stopping the drugs from coming into our country, but stopping their money pit, their money, their income stream from all these drugs and the narco trafficking. So that's huge. He also, this is from the U.S. Attorney's Office, 23 members of the criminal organization known as La Familia Nunca Muere, the family that never dies. Well, looks like they have. They are charged with racketeering and murder as part of the Homeland Security Task Force. Huge. They're all working together. DEA, FBI, Homeland Security, ATF, and Customs Operation. This is why they didn't want all that funded, because they knew that that President Trump and the FBI and the DEA, all these organizations were working together to stop their money flow through this narco trafficking. So now 23 members of this familia, looks like they have, their family is dying. Their criminal organization is dying. The ones at the top, we're now finally at the ones at the top of these organizations. For racketeering, obviously that is joining together for this criminal operation. And they're charged with murder also as part of the Homeland Security Task Force. So thankful. Thank you for doing all that. Then they also said the U.S. Attorney's Office put this out. The governor of the Sinaloa cartel. I'm sure you've probably heard of that one. These people do all these satanic rituals. Pure, absolute evil. They're the ones President Trump has talked about, that they do all this, cutting of children. It's just awful. It's just absolutely awful. They are charged with drug trafficking and weapons offenses. So they're being brought to justice in America. And I didn't even bring up the big one, is Raul Castro being indicted. See, he's the brother of Fidel Castro. And so he has been doing all this evil. What's happening now is that the Nimitz has gone to the Caribbean waters right outside of Cuba, and just hold on tight, because that's another one that's got to get cleared out. Just so much evil that's gone on throughout the world. So this is really, really good news. You might not have heard about that on the news. All right, so this is what Bessent is saying. They are doing U.S. Treasury sanctions. Now, you've heard of sanctions before, but what the difference is, notice with each of these five, they are all based in the United Kingdom. Now, it says here it's a Hezbollah financing network. This number one, based in London. The Exchange House Network, based in London. The Iranian oil tanker owner, based in London. Iranian LPG tanker, based in London. Another Iranian LPG tanker owner, based in London. What does that tell you? It's not been clearly for the Iranian people. This has all been a money revenue stream for the globalist cabal. For the city of London. Obviously not for the people of London. It's for the globalist cabal. When I talk about the globalist cabal, most of you already know this, I'm talking about the New World Order, this criminal syndicate, this criminal mafia. This is who we're trying to expose, and this is how they're being stopped. Their money is not flowing to the city of London anymore. Praise the Lord. From the narco trafficking and from all these sanctions, from all of the oil revenue that they were having, that is stopping. That's not just not going to the IRGC. This is not going to the city of London. And that's what we've been talking about. He's not fighting the Iranian people. He's not even really fighting the IRGC. He's fighting the city of London, shutting them down. So this is all amazing. So this is all right there on the Department of Treasury. And I thank the people over at Promethean Action for gathering all this information. It was so good. The other thing is, as I was saying before when we started the video, is the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, we've got to delineate the difference between the Muslim Brotherhood and people who are Muslims. Big, gigantic difference. Just like in Christianity, there are those who have infiltrated God's house and are using it for evil. That doesn't mean that Christians are bad. It's that they are being used for evil to control the sheep. And the same thing that's happening with the Muslims, the Muslim Brotherhood is controlling them. And so it's not about, oh, Muslims are coming in your neighborhood. It's not about them. It's not about the Iranian people. It's not about Christians. It's about the controllers of these organizations. They use these organizations to control the people and to strike fear and to just control the masses. So here's what President Trump says. He knows that all the modern jihadi groups from Al-Qaeda to ISIS to Hamas can trace their roots back to one organization, the Muslim Brotherhood. Who does that remind you of? Barack Obama and Brennan, right? That's how they have played. They have used the CIA to start this Muslim Brotherhood to control the narrative, really, and to control the Muslims and to label them and to use this as a terrorist organization. It's the root of all modern Islamist terrorist predicated on The Muslim Brotherhood is the root of all modern Islamist terrorism predicated on recreating the Muslim caliphate or killing or enslaving non-Muslims. Given the Muslim Brotherhood's key role in promoting modern terrorism, we will continue to designate its branches across the Middle East and beyond as FTOs, foreign terrorism organizations, to crush the organization everywhere it operates. This is so important to shut down this terrorist operation. That is what Bessent is doing here with this U.S. counterterrorism strategy. So he's been talking about that, using the sanctions, Cash Patel stopping all this narco trafficking in the wherever it is, especially he's working on in the South America, and helping those countries to fight the evil that has come into their country. It's been really hard for them to fight because you know how ruthless they are. They will kill you so quick. And so they're being supported by the U.S. government for good to get so they can get their country back, like Bukele did in El Salvador. So all these countries will be made great again. So that's as well as the Muslim Caliphate and the Muslim Brotherhood. Huge, huge what they are doing. This is President Trump's winning strategy to take away their power to cause this terrorism and their money flow. Hugely important. So it's so great. Such great news. So thank you, President Trump. Now, the next one, as I was saying, was that Xi and President Trump are clearly working together. There's no doubt about it. They are working together. And I love this video that you might have seen of Xi shaking hands with each of the top level people in President Trump's administration. I just find this really interesting because, you know, he knows each one of them, whether he's met them before. I can't say whether they have or not, but they are, you know, I think he's showing great respect for each one of them because he recognizes what each one of them has done in their own role, whether it's Rubio as the Secretary of State or Scott Bessent as the Secretary of Treasury or Hegseth as the Secretary of the Department of War, you know, each one of them and more, but each one of them doing their own particular role. Of course, he's going to shake Stephen Miller's hand in a second. I hope this is not too loud. But, you know, as when they are, you know, it's got Stephen Miller working hard to be a media person. He's really, you know, shaking his hand. I think he really recognizes what a great job Stephen Miller has done to speak the truth and help us to understand what's going on. And so Xi knows them very well, whether, like I said, whether they've ever physically or, you know, met or talked before or not, he recognizes that they've done such a great job. And I feel very strongly that President Trump and Xi are besties. We already know and President Trump has said that they're such great, very close. And we've known that from the board, that they are, you know, working together, as well as Putin working together. And so this is a one way that it was brought to my attention that you can know that they are. Number one, China has been getting their oil from Iran, but not now. China has been getting their oil from Venezuela, but not now. That tell and you would think that they would not want to meet with Trump because he was shutting down their economy. Clearly, that's not the case. You would think that they would be angry at President Trump because of not being able to get their oil from Iran and Venezuela. But they put on the biggest welcome that you've ever seen. It was over the top. So that tells you right there that they have such high respect for President Trump and they are working with him and that he's making sure that with they are working together, that they are getting what they need to provide for their people and for their economy. And that they're working because they both know that we've all got to work together to remove this New World Order criminal mafia. That's what we have to do. And I really appreciate, President Trump, and Xi and Putin all working together for the good of humanity, to save humanity. If Xi was not working with President Trump, it would really make this a lot harder. If you imagine, if on the other hand, imagine this, if Xi had come along and said, we're going to start a war because we can't get our oil that we need from Venezuela and Iran, this would be world war. But that's not what is happening. So President Trump is making sure that they have the oil that they need because they don't have oil on their in their land. So I just wanted you to see that piece of it, how President Trump is winning, this has the winning strategy. He's been working on this from the beginning of his first term. Remember his first week in office? I mean, right away, he went not only to Saudi Arabia and had the sword dance, but he also went to China and went to the Forbidden City. They've been working together for a very, very, very long time. So this is gigantic. Don't let anybody freak you out. Always remember, as President Trump, never give up and just, keep the faith, knowing that President Trump has this. And the plan, trust the plan. Okay, you know what? There was another thing I wanted to tell you real quick before we go on to the next thing. Before we go on to Mark Carney and Obama, I just want to say super quick that, and maybe I have it here in just a little bit. Maybe I have it. No, let's see. Hang on. I want to make sure. Maybe I have it. Okay, no, I've got so many. Okay, yeah, okay. I have it next. Never mind. I'm going to go ahead and show you this one next. Okay, so here is about Obama and Carney and their failed mission. And so, yeah, so they are the darlings of the New World Order criminal cabal, and they have chosen them to do these missions, and they have failed in their mission. And so it's just the silliest thing to have them going up there. Of course, it's against the Logan Act for Obama to be going up there and making these private deals. And so it's really treason what he's doing. So, President Trump very well knows that. And so in the right timing, it will all be brought down. But first of all, I just want you to see how President Trump has defeated them. And they are pretty much out of bullets. They're done. So number one, that China to replace the U.S. as the new industrial empire. That's why, starting with Clinton, they had, 72,000 factories go over to China. And now that whole thing has failed, and all the industry is, President Trump is bringing all this back, even though they've tried to stop him from having the tariffs and reworking all of the deals and all that. They failed in doing that. So, everyone realizes that America will be the industrial powerhouse going forward. It's just what it's going to be. Okay. So number two, and you might say, well, President Trump is leaving office in the next couple of years. Trust me, President Trump isn't doing all of this for it to end within 2 years. Trust me on that one. You already know that. He's not spending all this effort to get it where they can just go back and flip the switch and be back like it was before. This is the beginning of the golden age. If you're not familiar with my book, this is biblical, what we're experiencing. And this is the book right here, The Golden Age, about how the Lord has promised so many of these wonderful promises to us. The golden age of wealth, the golden age of peace, the golden age of justice, the golden age of truth. It's all in his word. And that's where we are on the timeline of history. If you are new and you're like, what do you mean? How can you be so confident? Go and look on my website, melissaredpill.com, and you'll scroll down and you will see this beautiful sign in the heavens that the Lord put there. And this is a sign, and I talk about a lot of this in this book, End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace. End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace. This is the promise in his word. And even if you're Catholic, you might be familiar with the rosary. At the very end of the rosary, it says there was a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, 12 stars on her head, and she was in labor to be delivered. That sign happened September 23rd, 2017. This is a physical sign in the heavens of stars, and the moon and the sun exactly happened on that day. And a month later, we started to wake up with the 17 posts. And so this is biblical. And 17, you told us this was biblical. This is the end times for the cabal, and it's 1,000 years of peace for us. That's where we are on the timeline of history. I go through proof texts after proof texts in my books. They're all on Amazon right here. The Golden Age is there. They're $2.99, but End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. Also, all the Bible stories that we've ever heard were a roadmap for us. We're going to go across the Red Sea. We're going to enter the Promised Land. The walls of Jericho are coming down. We're defeating the enemy by surrounding them with the torches and the trump. Anyway, the major clues for minor prophets. I decode the minor prophets. You might never have even read them, but they were talking to you and to me. So you will love it. And you can, like I said, listen to it over on my website, melissaredpill.com. You can listen to the books. Okay, so that's the first one. They have failed. Mark Carney and Obama have failed in that. Number two, the BRICS was supposed to replace the U.S. dollar, and as the world's reserve currency, and they can't do it. They've tried. They've tried and tried and tried. And President Trump made it very clear that anyone who was going to try to make the BRICS, they would be boxed out. Because America has such a huge market, if you're boxed out of the U.S. market, it's over. And so President Trump said, if you're going to try to do the BRICS, you can forget it. We're not doing to do business with you. And so the BRICS fell off by the wayside. So that's huge. BRICS, for those of you who don't know, is Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. And that was, they were trying to have their own reserve currency as the world reserve currency, combining. They could combine all together and be the same as the U.S. dollar, but they were not successful. And now that President Trump is there and he has been unsuccessful in doing the tariffs, they don't have, you know, and doing all these deals that he worked so hard to do when he came back in for Trump 2.0, they can't do the BRICS currency. That's not going to happen. Number three. They were trying to get the CBDC, the central bank digital currency, to control cryptocurrency and have it through the banks, and they were not successful. All that has fallen by the wayside also. They are realized that that's not going to work either. So Obama and Carney failed on that too. So this is what you'll never really hear on the mainstream media, and they're just hoping they can ride this out for two more years, and it's not going to happen. We're not going to let them go back and get control of our country ever again. We were told that by 17Q. All right, number four, Carney and Obama failed because they were trying to have that green new scam to siphon off the assets from all the nations, and that is not happening. Yay, it is not happening. That has President Trump put the kibosh on that, and that is not going to happen either. And basically, all the companies that were trying to promote that and force that down the throats of all the nations, they realize that's over, because of our wonderful president knows how to, he's the deal maker. He's the deal maker in chief, and he is tough as nails. And he got all this done before he even started on working on Iran. So Mark Carney and Obama can go and shake hands and all that, but it's over. And they were the hope of the New World Order cabal, and it's done. It's just very exciting. I want you to see that, because I want you to see President Trump's winning strategy that you likely will not hear from most people, most channels, or even a lot of the other channels. Now, I will say Promethean Action is on it, and they are talking about this too. Number whatever five, whatever number we're on, Netanyahu had a phone call with President Trump, and he was told that we're not going to have this Iran war. You're not going back in there. You're not going to take over. He has wanted that, he's wanted to take over Iran and put in Pahlavi, and he could just taste it. He could just, he wanted it so bad. And now he realizes President Trump says no. And I don't care how many times President Trump says, oh, Netanyahu's great. He's so great. And people say, oh, Netanyahu controls him. Those people don't know what they're talking about. They do not know what they're talking about. President Trump controls Netanyahu, and it's not the other way around. Okay, that's just all there is to it. And so he's furious after this phone call with President Trump. But you can be furious all day long, Netanyahu. It's not going to happen. And, you know, he knows better than to come against President Trump. As we know, everybody who does gets thrown in the dustbin of history, right? Just ask Massey. Just ask this guy I'm going to show you next, this Cassidy creep. Really exciting. So I want you to see that. If the next time someone tells you that, tell them that they don't know what they're talking about. President Trump is in control, not Netanyahu. Yeah, no way. He's all upset. He wanted to control it because he was hoping, his hope was that he was going to, and I've heard him say this, that he would not just control the Middle East, but he would run the world. He really had that thought. And I think, to be honest, I think President Trump liked for him to have that thought because President Trump knew that he was a dog on a leash, that he had control over Netanyahu, and he was not. He's played him. So anyway, that's the whole thing of the Zionists. He's played him. All right. So yeah, this is the one. I'll show you this one next. This is the Bill Cassidy, who just got his, you know what, handed to him in Louisiana. He just was resigned by the people of Louisiana. Way to go, Louisiana people. Awesome. Good job. And to tell this guy, see you later, alligator. And so you see this alligator right behind him. And I want you to hear what he has to say. And don't miss that he's doing this video right in front of this, quote, serpent. Sometimes an alligator is called a dragon or a serpent, okay? And it's a red one. And so don't miss it. He's doing a ritual for the New World Order and basically saying whatever he's told to say. And there he's saying, basically by saying this, which he's going to say, I voted to convict President Trump because he is guilty. Whatever. You are just pathetic and disgusting. He is just from posting this video, he's going to get some cushy position and he's going to get a golden parachute and he's going to be the embarrassment of the world, an offscouring of humanity. He's just filth. And so I just wanted you to hear what he has to say and just realize how absolutely disgusting he is. I'm so glad that the Louisiana people tossed him on his can.
The Constitution in our country is more important than any one person. I voted to convict President Trump because he is guilty. Constitution.
Oh, stop it. Just stop it. Yeah. And we saw with this most recent election, because it was the primary election, that whoever gets promoted by President Trump, endorsed by President Trump, they're going to win. It is the golden ticket. It is the golden ticket. And so like Paxton has the golden ticket. And so Cornyn is out. Oh, it's so rich. It's so great. Oh, I've been just waiting for that to happen. I'm so excited about that. So yeah, very, very exciting news that we're going to have Paxton, because, you know, basically that's the end of it for Cornyn. And actually I'm in Texas. And so he actually, even after President Trump had put this out there, some of the ads still were running like, oh, you know, President Trump, he was playing an old video where President Trump was saying Cornyn was doing a great job or whatever. But everybody knows that President Trump has endorsed him. I think he was trying to get a few more votes in because the early voting for this primary have happened. But yeah, he's out. Love it. Bill Cassidy's out. Oh, so many are out. And just whoever President Trump endorses is in. Very, very exciting. It's basically the rhinos. Rhinos are out. Goodbye. Goodbye. All right. So I want you to see that. And also, this is the one I want you to see about the about Rubio and the WHO. Trust the plan, but don't trust the WHO. Okay. And this is really the whole point of what Rubio is saying. He says the World Health Organization failed miserably during COVID. They covered for China. He's saying don't trust the WHO. Why is he bringing up the WHO? Because this whole Ebola thing, they're saying, oh, you know, you don't have to have all these travel restrictions. And I feel very confident that they are trying to start a pandemic, and they're trying to get people to, you know, moving all over the world and trying to get this thing ginned up. And yes, Ebola is very, very dangerous. And that's why President Trump said we're having travel restrictions for those countries who've had Ebola outbreaks. And so we're not going to listen to what WHO. So I want you to hear what Rubio had to say. Check this out.
The world, I think they failed miserably during COVID. They covered for China, and that's how we're getting out of it. That said, we're going to work with anybody who wants to fix that problem. Our number one objective on Ebola, before anything else, and we think it's terrible what's happening there to the people. We've been very involved with DRC on the peace deal with Rwanda and so forth. But our number one thing has to be, we can't have it affect the United States. We can't have Ebola cases coming here. So you saw, we're now not allowing people to come in. In fact, I think we had a flight last night headed to Detroit that was diverted because we have to protect the American people. So objective number one is to make sure that Ebola never reaches the United States. Objective number two is do what we can to help the people of DRC and neighboring countries so it doesn't spread. And I think we're up to 600 confirmed cases. There are probably more. We'll learn more about it. We're providing, I think we've offered to fund the first 50 clinics that pop up and are ready to step forward. So I wish we would have gotten started on this 2 weeks ago, that the alert had gone out sooner. I also recognize that the outbreak began in a war-torn country in a very rural area that perhaps doesn't have some of the support networks that some of the other places have. But again, I want to repeat to everybody, we care about Ebola. We don't want anyone dying or being affected by Ebola. But our number one priority will always be making sure it doesn't come to the United States.
Okay. So I wanted to mention also, remember all these Chinese infiltrators and these scientists who come into America, they are in these places and would love nothing more than for the travel restrictions to be removed to allow people to come in, and then for them to, you know, somehow get start Ebola to spread. And say, oh, well, it must have come in from all these people who've come in from all these other countries. Do you see what I'm saying? It must have, you know, that's the reason for it, because they don't want it to be obvious that the Ebola was sparked from their labs that are in America. There are bad people that likely have Ebola in our country, but you can trace these things unless you have this, it started from people who are coming from an Ebola outbreak from another country. And then if it starts to spread that way, then they can start to really push it out and gin it up, and then they would not be able to trace it back. So I just wanted you to be aware of that. And President Trump is not going to let that happen. So trust President Trump, trust the plan, do not trust the WHO. When they say, oh, we don't have to have travel restrictions. You know what? I think we'll go with President Trump, because we've learned better because of what you did during COVID, that they covered for China. And we're not going to play with you anymore because we don't trust you. That's why we removed ourselves from the WHO. And I believe that other countries then will have the courage to say, we're going to follow suit with whatever President Trump says. Because honestly, you know, President Trump will likely give them cover and say, look, if you guys allow this into your country, that you don't have the travel restrictions, then we'll say, you know, we can't buy stuff from your country because it could come over here infected. And so we're not going to trade with you if you're going to allow, you know, a pandemic to be spread into our country. I mean, that's really what a travel restriction is anyone who has any connection with this, not just the person coming from that country, but also anyone who has a connection with that. Okay, so that's what's really behind this. President Trump is going to protect our country, as Rubio just said. I want you to see that. So don't let it worry you. All right, so the other thing is Ron Johnson is such a great patriot, so amazing. I'm so thankful for him. He said that there's a total media blackout on the COVID vax child death count study. Have you seen this? 24% of you, 39,000 victims died the same day or within 48 hours. They knew and they did nothing. You must, everybody, definitely go and share this. This is over on my X account. Thank you, MJ Truth Ultra, for sharing this. I want you to see this short clip. Check it out.
It's like you on Capitol Hill. We would just be in the dark all the time. Tell me about this report and how concerning it is to you, because if it's 10, what's the real number?
Yeah, my main concern is it dramatically understates the problem here. You know, in any of these analyses, you're going to have doctors doing the analysis. And by the way, it's very difficult to get autopsies during the pandemic. Medical professors didn't want to know. So there are very few autopsies. So the NIH or CDC, FDA reviewed 96 autopsies of children and came up with about 10 they thought were possible or probable. Now, from my standpoint, when you look at the data, it was safety signals were screaming at you. Best way to describe this is currently on VAERS, you have almost 1.7 million total adverse events. You have 39,000 deaths. These are worldwide figures. Of the 39,000 deaths, 24% occurred on the day of vaccination or within 1 or 2 days. So the FDA officials always say, well, yeah, but VAERS doesn't prove causation. And that's true. But again, if you are perfectly healthy and you went and got a jab and you died that day or within 1 or 2 days, I know what I would be blaming. Now, there may be cases where people were in bad health anyway, and that just tipped them over, and really the cause of death was something else. But the bigger revelation, Steve, was what we unveiled 3 weeks ago, which is still not being covered by the mainstream media. And that is that on March 1st of 2021, Peter Marks, the head of CBER, the division within FDA that approves vaccines and then surveils the safety of them after approval, was briefed that their algorithm that analyzed the VAERS safety system was going to hide and mask safety signals. 26 days later, he had a data run on a new algorithm that unmasked. They had 49 cases of extreme masking revealed, 25 safety signals, including sudden cardiac death, pulmonary infarction, Bell's palsy, different types of strokes. Next 3 months, they got similar type of data runs with the new algorithm, showing more safety signals, more different types of sudden death. They didn't pin a badge on Dr. Anna Sharsman, who's the data mining expert that showed them this. They shunned her off to the side. They ordered her to cease and desist, and they decided to use the algorithm that they knew that they were warned was going to hide the safety signals, and they're clinging to that to this day. Peter Marks has gone off to work for Eli Lilly, and the entire world is in the state of denial, basically. The COVID cartel remains as powerful as it always was. I cannot get the story broadcast. I cannot get an interview on CBS, ABC, NBC, PBS, MS Now, CNN. I challenged Jake Tapper. I was on a show, wanted to talk about something else. I said, Jake, I really want to talk about this. I'm going to send you the report. Read it. Have me on. Haven't been invited back yet.
Right. I really appreciate Ron Johnson. Thank you, Senator Ron Johnson, for all your, I mean, he's been working tirelessly on this to expose this. They knew it and they've hidden it, and the media has helped them to hide it. All these 1.7 million who died, who had adverse reactions, 1.7 million had adverse reactions. Of those, 39,000 died. 24% of them died the same day or within 48 hours. And they have hidden this data. They've hidden it. And so definitely go over to my channel, Melissa Redpill, and go and grab that. Just search for Senator Ron Johnson on this post. Without right here. And definitely share this, because he can't get the truth out. And the thing is, you know, the honest truth is, here I am, I'm posting this. I'm probably going to have my YouTube, this YouTube video banned. That's what I'm afraid of. You know, that's just what it is. I don't know if they are, but it's been very difficult to get this truth out. We're stopped in one way or another. So that's why we are the news now. So help me to get this truth out, especially if it only, you know, I'm going to put this on Rumble too. If you see it on Rumble, then you'll be able to share this over, and this, they won't ban it. Thank God for them. All right. So the next thing I want to show you is the end times page. If you haven't seen my end times page, I want to talk about Revelation 11:11. If you see 11:11, that's the awakening number, awakening of humanity. And so definitely check out my videos and the information over on freedomforce.live, LIVE/ end times, one word, end times. And so I'm going to show you the verse here in Revelation 11:11. I'm going to start with verse 1. And so this has been a big deception and a misleading, you know, they actually teach this as if it's not symbolic. And it's, but Revelation is chock full of symbolism. And so you might have a difference of opinion on what the symbolism is, but you can't say that this is not symbolism. It's anyway, well, I'll show you as we read on. You'll be like, oh, of course this is symbolism. Then I was given a measuring stick and I was told, go and measure the temple of God and the altar and count the number of worshipers, but do not count the outer court, for it has been turned over to the nations. This is exactly what the Lord told Zechariah. He was to measure the temple. Again, we're trying to see, are the religious institutions doing their job? Are they doing their job to prevent evil from going on in the earth? Of course, that's what the religious institutions are doing. That's what their job is. But are they doing it? And the answer is no. But he's supposed to go and measure it. Figure out, are they doing their job? And not to measure the outer court, people outside of the temple, measure the in the temple, in God's house, whether it's, to be honest, whether it's in Judaism or Islam or Christianity, whatever. Are they doing their job to make sure that people are treated fairly and things go right in their society? That's their purpose. Are they doing their job? They will trample the holy city for 42 months. 42 months is a symbolic period of struggle and of striving, of working to defeat the enemy. And they just, you know, of warfare. Okay, it's that's what every time it's used, it's always used in that way. You can do your own research. And the 42 months and 42 weeks, sometimes in 3.5 years and 3.5 days, those are all equivalent. 3.5 years is the same as 42 months, which is the same as 1,260 days. If you look at it, you'll see that it's all equivalent. I will give burlap. I'm sorry, I didn't read that right. I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will be clothed in burlap and will prophesy during those 1,260 days. It's not about a physical exact 1,260 days. It's about during this period of struggle, this period of striving. And they will have burlap on, talking about how they are mourning because of the overtaking of evil in the society. And that's what you and I have been clothed in burlap. As much as we have faith and as much as we know that the Lord is rescuing us, it has still been sad to see all the evil that has gone on, whether it's COVID or the children or whatever it is. It's just maddening. And we are clothed in burlap because we want the Lord to deliver us from evil, right? Okay, so verse 4, these two prophets are the two olive trees and the two lampstands that stand before the Lord of all the earth. If anyone tries to harm them, fire flashes from their mouths and consumes their enemies. This is how anyone who tries to harm them must die. These two prophets, it's not individual people, it's symbolic. What are the two prophets? Throughout God's word, it's the church and the state. It's the religious institutions and the government institutions. Those are the two that are to bring olive trees is to bring healing and light, which is to bring righteousness and peace in the world. That is their two jobs. The two institutions are the church and the state, the religious institutions and the government institutions. If anyone tries to harm them, fire flashes from their mouths. Who has the fire that can flash from their mouths? It's not physical fire. It is the judgment of God. Both these institutions, the religious and the government, have the power to bring down judgment on people, put them in prison, remove them from the church, so that people realize, hey, I don't want to do these evil things because then the consequences will follow. That's how if you try to harm the church or the state, then you're going to be bearing the consequences. That's what it's talking about. They have power to shut the sky so that no rain will fall for as long as they prophesy. Who shut the sky? Of course, our dear Elijah shut down the sky. When, remember, Ahab and Jezebel, he shut down the sky. He shut that down caused Ahab and Jezebel, the Baal worshipers, to be so angry. And then he was able to start the rain again as the Lord, answered his prayer. When they had been shut down, when Ahab and Jezebel were shut down and the evil was shut down, then the rain came back. Anyway, and they have the power to turn the rivers and the oceans into blood and to strike the earth with every kind of plague as often as they wish. Who's that? That's, of course, Moses. He was the one who struck the water and it turned into blood. He was the one who did all the plagues in Egypt to stop the evil that was going on in Egypt. And so here you see, and later it's going to talk about a little bit about Sodom and Egypt. These are just places where they have evil that's going on. Sodom has evil of the sexual perversion. Egypt has evil of the tyranny. Okay. Verse 7, when they complete their testimony, these two prophets complete their testimony, the beast that comes out of the bottomless pit will declare war against them, and he will conquer them and kill them. This is what's happened. You have churches on every corner. You have mosques on every corner. You have government institutions on every corner, and they have been ineffective. They have been killed, basically. They were not doing their job to bring righteousness and peace in the earth. That's just the fact of it. The evil has just completely taken over all over the world. And their bodies will lie in the main street of Jerusalem, the city that is figuratively called Sodom and Egypt, the city where their Lord was crucified. They're lying dead right in the street where all this sexual perversion is going on, where all this tyranny is going on, and they are doing nothing. See, it's symbolic. It's not about people lying in the street. And get this, for 3.5 days. Remember how I was telling you about that symbolism of the 3.5 days? It's a period of struggle. For that period, all the people, tribes, and languages and nations will stare at their bodies and no one will be allowed to bury them. It's symbolic. You're not going to have people lying dead in the street for 3.5 days. They literally teach that that's what's going to happen, and that's not it. It's symbolic that the churches and all the religious institutions and all the governments, all these officials are there in place, and it looks like everything should be going along hunky-dory and just wonderful, and it's not. It's not. All it's doing is everyone's staring and like, you know, they're not doing anything. They're not doing a thing to stop all this mayhem. And you're like, what's going on with you people? Why are you just so absolutely ineffective? Because it's basically dead. They've been killed by this criminal cabal, this satanic criminal cabal. Why? Because they've been infiltrated, right? All the people who belong to this world will gloat over them and give presents to each other to celebrate the death of the two prophets who had tormented them. We have tormented them because we have called for justice. They do not want justice. You think about Obama. You think about Netanyahu. You think about Carney. You think about Soros. You think about Fauci. We have tormented them because they want to do this evil. And we have said, no, we want justice in this earth. We want our children protected. And they have been tormented by us. We didn't, you know, we weren't trying to torment. We're just trying to bring peace in the earth. And so, but they've taken it as torment, because they are operating under the compulsion of demons. All right, so then it says, favorite verse, Revelation 11:11. But after 3.5 days, God breathed life into them, into these two prophets, the church and the state, and they stood up. After 3.5 days, again, the period of struggle, after all this striving, and the back and the forth and the striving and the warfare of struggle, they stood up. Because God breathed life into them. This is what we are experiencing. God breathed life into us and we woke up. As I was reading to you earlier, you know, wake up and the light of Christ will shine on you. He shined on us. He touched our minds. He touched our hearts. He touched us some and just made us come alive. We're no longer dead. We're alive and we're realizing what's going on and we are standing up. We stood up. And we've taken a lot of guff, but that's okay. We're still here standing. Terror struck all who were staring at them. Why are they terrified? It says this many times in the Old Testament that when they see the woman in labor, that beautiful sign I was telling you about that's on my website, the sign of the Son of Man, when they see that woman in labor, they'll be in great terror. Why? Because they know that we're not going to stop. We're not going to stop fighting until they are put down. They know that this sign is against them now. They thought it was their sign of victory. It's actually our sign of victory and their day of defeat. They realize there's nothing that can stop what is coming. Now, some people are maybe still brainwashed and really don't realize that, but this is the MAGA all over the world is unstoppable because this is the Lord. This is biblical. Then a loud voice from heaven called to the two prophets, come up here. And they rose to heaven in a cloud as their enemies watched. This is not about physically leaving Earth. That's what it's taught to be. It's not that. It's that we are rising to positions of power, as Revelation 20 says, that we will rule and reign with Christ. We are going to rise into these positions of authority, whether it's in your town or whether it's on the internet or whether it's on in with working like Rubio right next to President Trump, whatever this is, that we will come up here, come up and ascend. We just had Ascension Day. This is about us ascending to these positions and for them to be descending. They rose to heaven in a cloud as their enemies watched. At the same time, there was a terrible earthquake that destroyed a tenth of the city. 7,000 people died in that earthquake, and everyone else was terrified and gave glory to the God of heaven. This is the earthquake of arrests, I believe. And when the first 7,000, and it may not be that exact number, it's a symbolic number, but they will be terrified and turn and repent. We've heard that on the board, that's a lot of these people who have been committing treason, like I was just showing you yesterday on the video. They've been doing whatever their editors tell them to do, and they have committed treason. Many of them, if they're not arrested, they will repent, and they'll start to tell the truth. We've already heard that on the board, that some of these will even start to tell the truth. So that's what we are expecting once we see the shoe drop and these people arrested. At least whatever number it is, this perfect number, this 7,000 number, and then the rest will be terrified and give glory to God. They're like, I don't want any of that coming on me. It'll be a significant enough number that it will shake people to their core. And they'll realize there's nothing that they can't stop it, and they don't want to get that the consequences. The second terror is past, but look, the third terror is coming quickly. Now, you're going to love the third terror. The third terror is not a terror for us. It's a terror for them. The terrors are not for us. It's a terror for them. The seventh trumpet brings the third terror. Then the seventh angel blew his trumpet, and there were loud voices shouting in heaven, "The world has now become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever." This is what we're waiting for. We're waiting for the world to become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever. We're waiting for his kingdom come, his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. They don't want that. They don't want that. They don't want that. They wanted, they fought, and they've run so much of the world for so, so long, and that it's over. Can't wait for the third terror. It's not a terror on us. It's a terror on them. And this is what we're going to say. We get just along with the 24 elders, they fell on their faces, just shocked and so happy. They couldn't even stay on their chairs. They're so happy. They fell to the ground. They worshiped. "We give thanks to you, the Lord God Almighty, the one who is, who always was, for now you've assumed your great power and have begun to reign. The nations were filled with wrath, but now the time of your wrath has come. It's time to judge the dead and reward your servants, the prophets, as well as your holy people and all who fear your name, from the least to the greatest. It's time to destroy those who've caused all this destruction on the earth." I love this. This is Revelation 11. It's so great. If you want to know more about that, definitely check into my book. This one, it's in this book here, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. You also can see my videos over on Melissa Red Pill. If you go right here and you go to the videos section and you just go to the Bible, the study guide, you can follow. There's a study guide right there that we have done the studies week after week after week. I think it's like 27 studies, book, verse after verse after chapter of the book of Revelation, and talking about end times. It's the end times for them and 1,000 years of peace for us. Okay, I think I've got one more thing to tell you, and then we are going to jet. This is our wonderful president. He's talking about it's going to be tippy top. Check this out.
"And we're also providing $380 million for renovations and improvements right here at the Academy. The Academy is going to be so beautiful. It's already beautiful, frankly, but it's going to be tippy top, as I say. It's going to be
everything's going to be tippy top. President Trump is saying that for us. He's saying that for us. This everything's going to be tippy top. Everything is going to be tippy top in DC, in your town, everywhere. It's just so many wonderful things are coming. Just hold on tight. Okay, we're going to pray and we're going to jet. Okay, I love you guys. Thank you so much, Lord. Everything's going to be tippy top. Thank you, Lord, that we're going to see these beautiful days. Thank you, Lord, that you've awakened us and we see the truth now and we're fighting alongside you. Thank you, Lord, that just like it said here, that everything was just basically dead in the streets, but not anymore. They are in fear because they know that we have stood up. because you breathed on us. You touched our hearts. You touched our minds. You touched our bodies and got us up and moving. I thank you for everyone on the Freedom Force Battalion. I just continue to pray for them and ask you to bless them and strengthen them, guide them on everything you want them to know. Help our minds to connect all these things so that we can be valiant fighters for you. Thank you for Besant and Hegseth and Rubio and Cash Patel and all these who are on the front lines. And of course, our wonderful president working so hard on the front lines to expose this, the evil and to root it out. Thank you that Carney and Obama are failing, that everything that they have, the city of London has attempted will fail, that they cannot withstand the power of the truth. That's why they're in great panic and they're just in terror. Thank you, Lord. It's a terror on them and not on us. Thank you that you've promised that this is the day when your kingdom will come and your will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. We pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. All right, guys, I love you so much. I'm so glad we got to get a chance to get together, and I will talk to you on tomorrow, Sunday at 11 a.m. So stay tuned, and I will talk to you later. Strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.